Thank you for joining us for another power-packed message from the Expression House headquarters, Mokola, Ibadan. We bring people into membership in God's family, mature them in Christ's likeness, equip them for ministry, and send them out for missions to the world in order to magnify God's name. We hope that this message is a blessing to you as you advance your life and discover purpose. Connect with us on all our social media platforms at the XPHNG or join us on site at Mokola, Ibadan for fellowship and partnership. Now, let's get into the message.
Galatians chapter 3, verses 13 and 14. And then I'll be in Ephesians 1, 1 to 3. The message is titled, Blessed Beyond the Curse. And this is a series. I started last week, and then I'll continue after today. This will take me up till about Dunamis time. And I want you to follow very diligently and go back online and watch and listen again and make your notes. And beyond all of that, practice what you have been taught. It's important that you practice. Are you listening to me, church? Do not just be a listener. Be a doer of the word. In James 1:22, James, the brother of our Lord Jesus Christ, that was someone that lived with him physically, practically. He said something in James 1:22. He said, be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. In other words, you may come to church every service and you are deceiving yourself. You hear the word. There is nothing wrong hearing the word. But if you are not a doer of what you hear, I tell you, confess God's word every day. You don't deceive yourself. Us in the face. For some people, it is their health. For some people, it's mental health. For some people, it's their academics. For some people, it's finances. All kinds of issues that people are dealing with. But there is one-stop solution in Christ. And that solution is already packaged in his word. But you and I need to be more committed to the word of God. Let's be committed to this word. Do it every day. I'm daring you this morning. Do it every day and see what God will do. Because one thing that I know is that God cannot turn his back on his word. James proceeded to verse 25. He told us the man that is blessed. A man that is really blessed. He said, whoso looketh into the law of liberty, still talking about the word of God. The word of God is the perfect law of liberty. And continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work. It is work to get into the word of God, to study, to meditate, and to confess. Confession is part of meditation. If you do it every day, it's a work, it's a job, it's a work. That's why lazy people cannot be Christians. My late mother taught me, Ole ole se gbagbo. For you to get up to pray is a work. For you to spend, let me tell you something. Satan will not allow you to open the Bible and meditate. It will distract you. He knows that if you can get into that word and spend quality time there, an hour every day or 30 minutes every day, and you do it consistently, you will destroy his influence over your life. He knows. So, he will discourage you. He will give you social media. He will give you other suggestions. He will tell you you are tired. You need to rest. Take it easy. Don't have a nervous breakdown. He will suggest things to you because he knows, if I leave this girl, if I leave this guy, the way they are going, they will destroy whatever I had on them. James said, this man that is a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in how many of his deeds? Come on, talk to me. He'll be blessed in all his deeds. Everything he does will prosper. Everything. Everything. Oh, I thought we are blessed already. Yes, we are blessed in Christ Jesus. But some people say, once you are in Christ, you don't need to do anything. Grace covers it. It doesn't cover this one. Grace will not open your Bible. Take the Bible, put it in your spirit. No, grace won't do that. My friend, get up with your grace and use grace to open the Bible. Use grace to meditate. Use grace to confess. Use grace to do what the word says. That is when you see grace in action. Are you getting what I'm saying? God will bless the works of your hands, but God will not come to your kitchen to cook your meal. Are you getting what I'm saying? So don't call being lazy grace. God will bless the works of your hands, but God will not come down to your kitchen to cook your meal. You have to go to the market, you with the money that grace provided, you buy yam, rice, beans, palm oil, vegetable oil, and all the condiments, and gas. And then you come home. With the grace you have to be alive and well, you go to the kitchen. You use that grace to make yourself a meal. 35 minutes, 45 minutes, meal is ready. You can't cross your legs and say, God, I expect you to feed me. Feed me, Lord. Feed me. After all, the Bible says that you sent a raven to go and feed Elijah. Bring him bread, meat, day and night, day and night. Then that means you want God to send you to the brook Cherith. If you are ready to go to the brook Cherith, where Elijah went, then you can have a raven bring you bread and meat. God is not a magician. God is a God of process. Let's follow the process. And it's very simple. Read your Bible. Pray every day. Pray every day. Pray every day. Read your Bible. Pray every day. If you want to grow, if you want to be anything useful in the hands of God. The man R.T. Kendall, a man who had spent over 70 years in ministry, was interviewed and they asked him, what can you call the success of your ministry? What is your advice for the next generation, for the young R.T. Kendall? The man said, if I tell you, you won't believe it. But I'm going to tell you all the same. Read your Bible. Pray every day. Read your Bible. Spend time with the Bible. These days, we don't have time for the Bible. When you just get some shots, YouTube shots of some ministers here and there, that's why many are confused in the body of Christ. They have about 10 ministers they listen to every week. This one, that one, this one. Apostle, bishop, evangelist, apostle, pastor, bishop. You jam them together. At the end of the day, your head is jammed. Can you go to the Word? Can you go to the source? This is the source. No preacher is the source. We're all preaching what we know. Go to the source. And what we know is in degrees. Knowledge is in degrees. What you don't know, you don't know. Paul the Apostle, Romans chapter 8 and verse 18. Put it on the screen. Romans 8, 18. He said, for I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared to the glory that shall be revealed in us. I reckon. Reckoning is a degree of knowledge. It's almost like saying I assume, even though it's not really an assumption. I reckon. It's an accounting term. If you go to 10 verses after that, that's verse 28. He said, and we know. That's a higher level than reckoning. What do we know? That all things work together for good to them that love God and to them who have been called according to his purpose. If you go to 10 verses after that, verse 38, he said, for we are persuaded. Persuasion is a higher level than we know. The faith of Abraham did not produce until he was fully persuaded. Faith is full persuasion that God will do what he has said he will do. When you know, like Papa or a robot will say, that you know, 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 that you know that you've got what God has said, that's when your faith is released. And then you will have it. So I'm encouraging you, go to the source. Don't live your life based on what somebody knows. Not even just what Pastor Fred tells you. Thank God for PFE. Glory to God. But go to the source. Go to the source. Psalm 36 verse 9. For with you is the fountain of life, the source of life. And in your light, we see light. You don't see light in PFE's light. You see light in Jesus' light. And he's the light of the world. And he said, no man comes after me and walks in darkness. Can I have an amen? This morning, I want to continue for the next 20 minutes. Blessed beyond the curse. Galatians 3:13. My introductions are usually very long. I have observed it over time. I reckon. Galatians 3:13. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. Being made a curse for us, for it is written, curses everyone that hangeth on the tree. Verse 14. So that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through whom? Through Jesus Christ. That we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. I will not go back here. If you were not here last Sunday, go and get that message. I'm still listening to it myself. I've listened about 4 or 5 times during the week. Go and listen to it. It will bless you. Ephesians 1:1-3. Ephesians 1:1-3. We have been delivered from the power of darkness. And now we are in the kingdom of his dear son, where we are blessed. We have left the cursed zone. We are now in the blessing zone. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, to the saints which are at Ephesus, and to the faithful in Christ Jesus. Does that include you? Grace be to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Can you say amen to that? Amen. Grace to you this morning. Peace to you this morning. Amen. From God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. If that is you, say amen. Amen. Verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us. So we are already blessed. We are not trying to be blessed. He has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. You have to be in Christ to receive this blessing. Outside Christ, you are not blessed with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. You may have all property in all regions and continents of the world, but it does not mean you are blessed. People look at what people have and they say, that man is blessed. No, does he have Christ? If he doesn't have Christ, he's not blessed. He's rich. He's wealthy, but he's not blessed because he doesn't have Christ. How about you? You don't have more than 5,000 naira in your account this morning. If we shake you up and down, not more than 5,000 naira. But do you have Christ? You say yes, you are blessed. Can I have an amen? So we're not talking money. Some Christians don't like blessing. When they hear blessing, I've never been more criticized than each time I have taught this topic. There was a time almost 6 months I was talking about the blessing in this church, 2016. I mean, I taught that generation so well, they got it. And it's manifesting their lives now. But then I got a lot of persecution from the church as well. What are you teaching those children? You're just telling them blessing. Blessing is not the only thing in the Bible. They thought I was talking about Abraham's blessings. No, I was talking about the blessing of Abraham. There are two different things. The blessing is spiritual. Blessings are natural, physical, material. The blessing can only be received in Christ. It is God's empowerment program for each of us as children who comes to him through Christ. He releases it on us. Why? So that we can blossom. So that we can prosper. So that we can excel in every sphere of our lives. So that we can rise beyond the curse. Because there are two forces in the world today. Two forces are activated. The influence of either of these two forces. Number one is the blessing. Number two is the curse. Anyone that is not in Christ Jesus is operating under the curse. The curse, when it operates in people's lives, destroys them gradually. They perish from the inside gradually until they fizzle out. If you want to have an idea what the curse is, you go to Deuteronomy 28. And then you take it from verse 15 all the way to 68. It covers every area of human existence. It covers health. It covers the sight, the brain, everything, the blood. It goes to marriage. It goes to their property. It goes to their business. It goes to their career. It says that they will be destroyed. They will plant vineyards. Other people will take their vineyard. They will marry wives. Other people will sleep with their wives. They will have children. They will not enjoy their children. I mean, those are heavyweight curses. But guess what? When Jesus went to the cross and hung on that cross, shed his blood, guess what he did? He took all of the curse. I summarize them as one. The curse. He took it upon himself. The curse can be categorized into three. Number one, it's a threefold cord. Number one, spiritual death and early physical death. What is spiritual death? Spiritual death is eternal separation from God. It happened to Adam. When Adam disobeyed God in the garden, he died. Oh no, Pastor Fred, the Bible didn't say he died. He died. Because God gave him a warning. The day you guys eat of the fruit of this particular tree, you will surely die. So when Adam and his wife ate it, they either died or God lied. Take one. Come and talk to me. God lied. God can never lie. They died. They didn't die immediately physically, but something died in them. Their SIM card was taken off. The Zoe of God, eternal life of God in them, was taken away. All of a sudden, Adam, who was in charge, as of Genesis chapter 2, chapter 3, he was everywhere naming all the animals. He said, you come here. Your ears are so wide and you have a trunk. Elephant. That's your name. Till today, that's what we call it. He saw one on the tree in the garden. He said, come here. That one came. He said, look at you. Parrot. That's your name. Parrot till today. He saw one guy walking majestically in the garden. He said, come over here. I like the way you're walking. You're lion. That's your name. Lion. He saw one. He had no goal at all. Just walking around aimlessly, eating everything he could see. He said, you are a goat. Goat till today. He named all the animals. He had that much control. He had that much dominion. God gave him dominion over everything. If he told the whale, get out from the sea, come and see me, it will come. He had the power, the dominion. If he wanted to go into the sea to go and name them, oh yeah, look at you, tilapia. You, look at your flat head, catfish. You, meow, meow, cat. You'll be eating this fish, catfish. He named everything. He saw one that was almost misbehaving, he said, you are a dog. Dog. All of a sudden, that was when he was in control. The moment he sinned and the God kind of life was switched off in him, the lion looked at him and began to roar. Roar! The dog saw him and began to bark. His body began to know sickness and disease. He was never designed to be sick. That's why till today, the human body normally, naturally, medical doctors, if they will be honest, without making you to spend money, will tell you that when you have a cut, the body is supposed to be allowed to heal itself. Dr. Yeshua was explaining certain concept. There was a concept she was explaining to me some time ago about, I think we're talking about cancer or something like rapid multiplication of cells. And she was explaining something. Before next Sunday, I'll get the explanation again and then I'll share with you. She was, in essence, she was telling me how that God has designed the human body to actually be in charge, to actually take care of itself. That was what we were before the fall. But you can still see traces till today. Adam and Eve didn't need any fashion designers to make clothes for them. They were covered in the glory. Some very funny Nigerian comedians who say, oh, I wish they didn't sin. Today we'll be seeing one another. Just like that. No. Idiot. No. They were covered in the glory. You couldn't see the nakedness of anybody. It was when they sinned, they now discovered the concept of being naked. Oh, we are naked. Because the glory had departed. Ichabod. The glory covered them. Every other creature of God, God clothed them from the inside. Look at the fowl. Look at the birds of the air. They have their feathers growing from. You kill chicken, you can't eat it like that. You put it in hot water. Am I right? If you're normal, do you eat chicken with the feathers? No matter how hungry you are, I don't have time to pluck feathers. And you eat feather with chicken? You have to remove the clothing first. The designer clothes. You see, some of them are brown and white. A mixture. Some of them black with white dots. The way God designed it. They are clothed from the inside. Only man was not clothed from the inside because the glory already took care of man from the outside. Are you getting what I'm saying? But the moment they sinned, Ichabod, the glory departed. What? They discovered they were naked. And guess what they did? Stupid. They went to the fig leaves, fig tree, they plucked leaves, and they made themselves designer clothes. Fig suits. How would that look on us today if we all came in fig leaves? And God instituted the first covenant by killing an animal and using the skin of that animal to cover them. That was when mankind began to think of, oh, I need clothes. Oh, my clothes are old. Oh, I need to sew another one. Oh, it's fading off. We didn't have to bother about that before. We were all provided for. Before Adam was formed, everything he would need was already provided. He didn't need to hustle in the garden. It was just to manage the garden. Hustling started from the curse. When God said to him, from the sweat of your face, going forward, shall you eat bread? That's the genesis of hustling. We were not designed to be that way. Are we designed to walk? Yes. Walk under the blessing, not under the curse. That's why I taught that generation, 2016. In this church, you will never hear them say, I'm a hustler. We don't hustle. We are blessed. Amen? And we never put on our status, God bless my hustle, because we don't hustle. We work. We work smart. We work hard. God blesses our hard work. Can I have an amen to that? Students, you don't need to toil mentally to understand a concept in medical school or law school. You don't need to toil and toil and toil. Take a pause and worship. And go to Psalm 36 and verse 9. Father, I bless your name because with you is the fountain of life and in your light I see light. On this subject I see light. Isaiah 26 and verse 3. Thou will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee because they trust in thee. Lord, because I trust in you, you keep me in perfect peace because my mind is stayed on you. I have peace concerning this subject. Oh yeah, I know what to do. I'm led by the Holy Spirit. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Romans 8:14. Can I have an amen? That's how to be a straight A student, not by toiling. Are you with me, church? Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Got 6 more minutes to go. Just about to start preaching. I love you, Lord. I told you last week, the blessing works when it is voice activated. It must be spoken. Speak the blessing over yourself. Did you hear what I said? Do yourself a favor daily. Look, even if you don't remember the entire confession or you are too lazy, no, I don't want to give you a way out. Read the entire confession every day. Amen. Amen. Do it. It doesn't take more than 5 minutes. Do you realize that before the enemy comes to fight you, he will curse you first? I saw that in the story of Balaam and Balak. I told you to go read that last week. Did you read it? Very interesting. 3 people read it. Did you read it? 3 people read it in the whole church. Very interesting. In 1 Samuel 17, before Goliath came out to fight David physically, he first of all cursed him. Before Balak was going to fight the children of Israel, he hired Balaam to come and help him curse Israel. Before the opponent come to meet you in the court of law, they curse you first. When people are elected into public offices as governor, as permanent secretary, as whatever they are, there are certain people who don't like them, who curse them. And they hire people to curse them every day. Let me tell you something. There just might be people who don't like you who are cursing you every day. Israel didn't fight against Moab. Israel did not send a notice of war to Balak to say, we're coming to fight you. Numbers 22. He just saw them and he was distressed. Isn't it amazing how some people just look at you, just see, and they are distressed for seeing you. And they begin to calculate who might become. If this boy is allowed, if this girl, in under 5 years, she might come and take my position. No? Go to Numbers 22. And the children of Israel set forward and pitched in the plains of Moab on this side, Jordan by Jericho. And Balak, the son of Beor, the son of Zippor. It was Balaam, the son of Beor. This one is the son of Zippor. Saw all that Israel had done to the Amorites. And Moab was sore afraid of the people because they were many. Because they were many, not because they fought him. And Moab was distressed because of the children of Israel. Do you know people, agents of Satan, who might just be distressed because of you? And some of them are not far-fetched. They're in the family. And I'm not asking you to start suspecting people. People are really not our problems. Satan is. He only looks for available people. People who are vacant, who make themselves available to be used by Satan. By Satan. And they become distressed. Hey, she will do induction, no? Induction. On the 9th of April, University of Ibadan, when my own daughter has not gained admission. When I had a police case in 2023, when I arrested the scammer that scammed me, and I can't give you all the details now because we are still in court. Some people played a power game against me in favor of the scammer to set him free. So God revealed that to me, and I pressed one or two buttons, and then they received calls, and that mission was aborted. So from UCH, you can imagine someone arrested on Sunday, healthy. By Monday morning, they had rushed him to UCH. He was healthy on Sunday. I got there to UCH on Monday afternoon. I saw oxygen. What do you call that thing? That tube, that hose. Like catheter. And he acted like he was going to die. They were asking me to be praying so that he would not die, right? By Tuesday in UCH, he was being wheeled on a wheelchair to be taken for medical tests. By Wednesday, God had raised men for me. God will give you the gift of men. Amen. Calls came in from Abuja, and with an express instruction, which I don't want to say now. Anyway, so he was sent back to Elele, and he was rearrested and detained. The head of the people that were scheming to let him go, as against me, the complainant, when he saw that his mission had been aborted because some things had exchanged hands, money had exchanged hands. I wasn't there, but someone told me that he made a statement, he made a vow. Because that thing threatened, my cause threatened this job. It said in Yoruba language, and some of you can help me interpret in English. Kaka, kekuma jesese, afishawadanuni. He said that against me, meaning instead of, you know, when a rat, a homeboy, you know those little rats, homeboy, I call them homeboys. If you will not allow that rat to eat beans, it will scatter the beans. In other words, because I did not allow them to eat the beans, they will scatter the case. I am telling you, I serve the living God. The case is being ordered. Every move they made to frustrate me, I met God there. They pushed the case to court when we were supposed to be talking about how would this guy give us our money back. I don't want to go and start a very long case, but guess what? We got to court and we came before a magistrate who has a black mark on his forehead. Pastor against Reverend. Reverend in court. And this magistrate would do justice. It happened to be a man that loves justice and righteousness, even though a Muslim. You don't see the hand of God in that? We rearrested him again. Because other people started coming from all over the place. We arrested again and again. He was sent to prison, remanded in court, arraigned in court, remanded in prison twice. And each time he got his freedom, we rearrested him again and again. The two other cases were sent before another magistrate, the chief magistrate. Guess what? She's a believer, a born-again Christian who will not take bribe. Glory! When God is with you, don't be distressed. I stopped losing my sleep over that because God is in control. Moab was distressed. Balak was distressed. So he hired, go on please. I'm going to stop somewhere around here. And Moab said unto the elders of Midian, now he prophesied his own doom. That's how those who hate you will prophesy their doom. And it will happen to them according to their word. He said, now, faith is now. He was speaking by faith. Now shall this company lick up all that are round about us. Even though the company did not plan to lick them up, eventually they licked them up because it was prophesied. The power of words. Proverbs 18:21. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. I want to teach you that in the course of these coming weeks. They're going to lick up all that are round about us. As the ox licketh up the grass of the field, and Balak, the son of Zippor, the king of the Moabites at that time. He was the king. Next verse. And he sent messengers therefore unto Balaam, the son of Beor, to Pethor, which is by the river of the land of the children of his people, to call him, saying, behold, there is a people. And it shall be said concerning the expression of there is a people. And that God is in the midst of these people. Did you hear what I said? They will say God is in the midst of us. They will see God in your life. There is a people come out from Egypt. God brought them out from Egypt. Behold, they cover the face of the earth. Prophecy. And they abide over against me. They abide over against me. Yes. Come now, therefore, I pray thee, curse me these people. Now, he didn't say curse me. He meant curse these people for me. Curse me, him. Curse me these people. That was the job he hired Balaam for. He was going to hire him. Come and curse them. Because the enemy would want to curse you first before meeting you in court. It's amazing. The last time we went to court, he brought a number of people, and one of them, women, she was cited by some court officials. It rained that day, just before we went to court, and she was seen gathering water from different places in the court, like the north, the south, the east, and west of the court. And somebody brought her to my attention. I said, don't worry about her. Let her take the water to wherever she wants to take it to. In fact, if she likes, she can come to me where I stood. Let her come and pack the water there and say she needs the water underneath my feet. My father owns the water. My father owns the land. My father owns the oxygen she's breathing. Curse me, these people. For they are too mighty. They are too mighty for me. What you are afraid of sometimes is actually afraid of you. We don't really know who we are in Christ. We don't know how powerful we are. And we're living in fear. They had not exchanged any words with Balak. He was already singing, these people are too mighty for me. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ, as you go into this new week, you overcome every obstacle. Amen. Now, don't waste my prayer. Very important. You will overcome every obstacle. Amen. You will win every battle. Every meeting arranged against you, you will end up winning the favor of the most influential person there. Amen. Somebody heard my name in Lagos. A top police officer had never met me before. I'd never met him. I'd only seen his name, heard his name on the news, and he said he was interested in my case. God began to raise men of stature who had never met me. Who is the complainant? Pastor Fred Elegbe, I'm interested. God will grant you favor with people. Without lobbying, without going to them with envelopes. Peradventure. Now, why did he want him to curse them? He said, peradventure, I shall prevail, that we may smite them, and that I may drive them out of the land. For I wot that he whom I know, that's the meaning of thy wot there, that he, or I perceive, he whom thou blessest is blessed, and he whom thou cursest is cursed. So I want you to come and curse them for me so that they can be cursed, so that peradventure I may go and fight and prevail against them and drive them out of the land. Don't go empty, spiritually, into an exam hall. Bless yourself before you go to the exams. Before you go to a job interview, don't go empty. Bless yourself. Fortify yourself. Pray in the Holy Ghost and make demands and decrees. You think everybody you meet at a job interview or a competition, you think they just come? No. Like, I've read all the books, you know. In fact, I've consumed every information on the app. I'm fully prepared. You are not fully prepared until you are prepared spiritually. Why do you think in the marketplaces, some people get there very early in the morning and they're wetting the floor with water? You think it's normal water, ordinary water? Or because they don't want dust around them? Now, we don't belong to that stock. We don't do all of that. Amen? Amen. Paul warned the church, the Corinthian church, in 1 Corinthians 2:5. He said, that your faith may not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Don't let your faith stand in the wisdom of men. You put some water in your mouth. You put some water on your head. You take anointing oil. Anoint your oil. No. Abusari, abusenu, stop that. We don't do that. Our faith is in God, the invisible God, not in the wisdom of men. But never, ever enter a day empty. Never go anywhere empty, unprepared. You have Christ. You have the blessing. Harness the blessing. Send the blessing ahead of you. Send favor ahead of you. So when you get there, favor attends to you. You knock the door, favor opens the door. Can I have an amen? Amen. How was I got my U.S. visa 2013 December? Go on, please, and I'm going to stop. Oh, my goodness. You guys have added 8 minutes to my time. I need to go. He sent messenger. Oh, come on now. Yeah, next verse. Next verse. And the elders of Moab and the elders of Midian departed with the rewards of divination in their hand. And they came unto Balaam and spake unto him in the words of Balak. Yes. And he said unto them, lodge here this night. And I will bring you word again, as the Lord shall speak unto me. And the princes of Moab abode with him, with Balaam, right? Next verse. And God came unto Balaam and said, what men are these with thee? And Balaam said unto God, Balak the son of Zippor, king of Moab, hath sent me unto me, saying, yeah, behold, there is a people come out of Egypt, which covereth the face of the earth. Come now, curse me them, peradventure I shall be able to overcome them and drive them out. And God said unto Balaam, thou shalt not go with them. Express instruction. Thou shalt not curse the people. Why? For they are blessed, empowered to succeed. Are we the people that are blessed? God gave an express instruction. Don't go with the men. Don't curse the people. Because they are blessed. I have released my blessing on them, and so you cannot unbless them. You cannot undo the blessing. The moment it is released, it becomes irreversible, it becomes irretractable, it becomes irrevocable. And we are the people in Christ who are irrevocably blessed. Are you blessed? Stand on your feet, everybody. I'll be giving you some instructions from the next service. And these instructions will last us all through April until the last Sunday, which is Dunamis. I just want to beg you now, this morning. I want to beg you. These instructions will begin from two Sundays' time. I'm not going to give you next Sunday. I will give you the instructions from second Sunday, which is the 13th of April, isn't it? And then the 20th of April. I have those two Sundays to give you these instructions. I want to beg you to do the instructions, to carry them out. Some of us have stayed for too long on the same spot. It is time to move forward. It is time to move on. It is time to step further in Christ. Some of us are like princes walking on the floor, barefooted. When your parents are selling clothes or fabrics, you shouldn't be wearing rags. If your father has a cattle ranch, you shouldn't be eating bones. People that have no covenant with God are taking advantage of these things. The Lord has given me those instructions. I want to share them with you. But your commitment is all I need. That I'll be committed to it. I will start doing it. I am not going to give you next Sunday. When you come next Sunday, you will find out why. But from two Sundays' time, 13th and 20th April, I'm going to release those instructions. And I want you to run with them. Because I am telling you, we are the blessed of the Lord. Did you hear what I said? We have been empowered by God. And no curse will be able to stop us in the name of Jesus. In 2016, I so taught that generation in the Expression House that after service one day, two sisters were talking in this church. And one of them said, you know, let's say for example now you are poor. And the lady said, no, I cannot be poor. The lady said, no, I don't mean you are poor. I said, I'm using, and that's why I said, for example. She said, even in the example, I cannot be poor. Even in the example. So when you want to use me, for example, know the kind of example. Because if you don't take care, people will talk you out of your destiny. And you will agree with them. Say, for example, now you now have an accident. You are traveling to Lagos. You now have an accident. No. No. Don't put me in that kind of example. Because it is not going to happen. Are you getting what I'm saying? Are you getting what I'm saying? Because if care is not taken, somebody will tell you one day. Let's say, for example, now, you know, God forbid. Let's say you die now. Will people cry? Let's say you die. No, you. Put yourself there. Don't put me there. Because early death is part of the curse. And I operate under the blessing, and where I operate, we have longevity. Can I have amen? Amen. Isaiah 46 and verse 4, Psalm 91 verse 16. With long life will I satisfy him, show him my salvation. At 29, is that long life? Come on, talk to me. Is 43 long life? 49 long life? 59 long life? Even 69, is it long life? God said, long life. People's example say, let's say you die. No. That's why you can't see me dead in your dream. If you have a dream and you saw somebody like PFE dead in the dream, don't come and tell me because it's not me. Because even in your dream, I cannot die. Are you getting what I'm saying? So you better wake up, rebuke the devil that showed you that vision. Go and take your shower, pray in the Holy Ghost, and tell God to give you a good vision. You should be seeing me doing great and mighty things. God using me to heal the sick, to raise the dead, to bless the poor, and we're having favor everywhere, all over the world. That's the vision I see of myself. That's the vision you should see of yourself. See a vision as a doctor that you own a hospital. Amen. You have a lot of employees, and you don't just operate in Nigeria, you operate overseas. See a vision of your business being global. Global. Not yeah vision that people see. My brother, and my dreams, they always come true. You see those people with bad vision. They will tell you it always comes true. Don't ever come to me with that. Gloria bahasta la bahaste. Father, we thank you because we are blessed. And we cannot be cursed. We are blessed beyond the curse. We are blessed. And no curse can be placed on us. Say with me, say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you because I'm blessed. That's too low. When the next time you say the word blessed, this is the way I write it. I write it in capital letters. It doesn't matter to me if it breaks the rules of English. When I'm writing, when I get to the word blessed, I always write it in capital letters because I want it to stick in my subconscious. So when you want to say it, you might be talking on a low tone. When you get to the word blessed, make it loud. Okay? Father, I thank you. Because I'm blessed. I like that. And I'm highly favored. I cannot be cursed. I refuse to be cursed because I'm blessed. I'm blessed. I'm blessed in the city. Whatever city I find myself, I'm blessed. In Ibadan, I'm blessed. In Lagos, I'm blessed. In Lisbon, Portugal, I'm blessed. In London, England, I'm blessed. In Atlanta, Georgia, I'm blessed. In Calgary, Canada, I'm blessed. In Ouagadougou, Cameroon, I'm blessed. In Beijing, China, I'm blessed. In Mumbai, India, I'm blessed. In Singapore, I'm blessed. In Osogbo, I'm blessed. In every city I visit, I am blessed. I'm blessed in the field. I'm blessed going out. And I am blessed coming in. The fruit of my body is blessed. Bless your generations. They are yet unborn, their loins. My children are blessed. My generations are blessed. The works of my hands are blessed. My businesses are blessed. My ministry is blessed. Those of you that are talented, my talent is blessed. If you are multi-talented, my talents are blessed. I am blessed beyond the curse. Nobody can curse me. No human being. No harlot. No devil in hell can put a curse on me. It won't work. It will not work. Because I am blessed. Rejoice, rejoice, rejoice. 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 Rejoice, rejoice. Rejoice, rejoice. Rejoice. Woo! Rejoice, rejoice, rejoice. Rejoice, rejoice, rejoice. Rejoice. Give a praise, rejoice. Come on, rejoice. Rejoice, 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 rejoice. Keep rejoicing. Praise God, praise God.
Thank you once again for listening to this message. We hope it has been a blessing to you. Our goal is to show you the God of the Bible so that you can know Him intimately, beyond religion, and rediscover purpose in Him. Please connect with us on all our social media platforms at the XPHNG or join us in our live services at Mokola Ibadan for fellowship and partnership. God bless you.